podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
The following is an excerpt from the Flophouse podcast and their episode about the movie Mirrors. Warning, spoilers.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
And then what happens to Kiefer?
Well, he gets smashed by a rock or something, I think.
And then?
Then he, like, wakes up, right?
The twist ending?
No, he wakes up and he's walking around.
He's walking around and...
Stuart, did you notice anything strange about the words?
Well, I mean,
woke up.
It looked like everything was backwards, but I thought I'd just been drinking a lot.
No, everything was backwards because now he's trapped in the mirrors.
Wait, what?
For some reason.
Come on.
Nope, and then cut to credits.
What?
That's it.
Come on.
That's the end of the movie.
The hell you say.
But it's like, it feels like a movie that...
Come on.
The script ended.
Come on. What are you talking about?
That's how it ends.
Wait.
You watched it with
us. Wait, what?
You watched it with us. That's how it
ended. That's how it ended?
Yes.
Come on. What are you talking about?
That was the end of the movie.
What? Wait, that's the end?
Yes.
Come on, what are you talking about? Wait, he's a ghost now?
No, well, he's not necessarily a ghost. He's trapped in the mirror world, though.
Wait, he's like walking around.
He's walking around, but he's in a mirror, he's in the reverse image of the world around him.
Well, come on, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't, but it's still the end of the movie.
Wait, what? Wait, is he a demon?
No, he's not a demon. He's just himself.
Come on, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, why did we play that excerpt? Because we're going to reference this without any sort of explanation later in the show. Enjoy!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy gets stuck in Canada. Noah discusses some movies and trailers, and Tim tries to decorate his house while rainpocalypse hits California. And when you hear this sound...
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, welcome to Tancast, welcome to Tancast, yeah.
This is the Tancast, where we do Tancast, and we do Tancast up on your face.
Noah, you gonna take a verse?
Boom. Boom in your face.
Oh.
Noah's our hype man. That's all we need him for.
Yeah, boy. Tancast in the place to be.
Well done, sir.
Ain't no podcast like a Tancast podcast, because a Tancast podcast won't stop. That was a little sloppy. A little lot of words.
Yeah, you really got to, like, shrink podcast. Ain't no podcast like a Tancast podcast won't stop. Fuck.
That, all right, you Andy, go. You are fired as our hype man.
Oh, I knew.
Ain't
I was
no pod like a tan pod, because a tan pod don't stop.
There you go.
Boom.
You see that? That's magic in front of your eyes, people. Mm-hmm. Or in front of your ears.
This is where the magic is cooked and then left out to rot.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. And we hear this sound. That means there's a link.
No, that's not what that means.
That means there's a great big giant set of titties in front of Noah, and he went motorboating.
Titties.
They don't have to be attached to anything. They can just float through the room, and Noah will be like, I'm on it.
Ghost titties.
Ghost titties. That's a movie I want to see.
Yes.
That's going to be the plot of Ghostbusters 3.
What movie were we thinking of? Ghost Balls? Ghost Nuts?
Nut Ghost.
Nut Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Super successful Twitter campaign of hashtag Nut Ghost Yes.
I think you got three Nut Ghost guests at no Nut Ghost knows, so I think...
Well, in fairness, that's all three of our listeners, yep. So that's unanimous.
All of you agree. Nut Ghost, yes.
Yes.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Why not?
I think we shall.
Mm-hmm. Quite.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Ten laugh time, 10 laugh time. It's time to read some jokes. Read the ones that get sent in by all you lovely folks.
Hey,
10 laugh time, 10 laugh time. The shingle's kind of dumb, but I don't care and you shouldn't either, cause 10 laugh time has come. 10 laugh time, 10 laugh time. It's fucking 10 laugh time.
Ho 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 ho. I don't get it.
Why are you having problems, stupid male?
I'm okay.
No, my Google Mail or my Gmail is saying, oops, the system encountered a problem. Number 869.
Oh.
Retrying in 2 minutes.
That problem. Oh, that's not a good one. That is not a good
that's
one.
That's the worst of the problems.
You
I
said
mean, 868 is okay. 869? Fuck it.
Your mail's gone.
Might as well just set fire to your computer and pee on the ashes.
Just walk away. Walk away.
All right, so these 10 laughs are from Eric.
Oh, Eric. Thank you, buddy.
Hello, Tim. It's your favorite unnecessary tan jingle writer, Eric, here. Although I didn't use it this week, there was nothing unnecessary about your tan jingle. I would have used it this week simply because you mentioned it, but it's Christmas time, so I'm using Christmas jingles. We can bring we'll bring back Eric's tan laugh jingle in the January sometime. You don't worry about it, baby. It's coming.
don't you lose sleep.
I have a few tan laughs here for you, and don't worry, I'm not going to send you shitty niche yo mama jokes just like my brother Tyler did.
Oh, in your face, Tyler.
I love that these two natter at each other over our podcast.
Via us.
Yes. In my little brain, this is what Michael and James will be doing when they grow up.
We listen to some old people's podcast and they're like trading barbs at each other through it.
Bonding. Okay, so here's jokes. A man goes to the eye doctor for a routine exam. After the exam, the doctor says to the patient, "Sir, you need to stop masturbating," says the doctor. "What's wrong, doc? Am I going blind?" replied the man. "No, sir, you're scaring my nurse and I."
Old joke, but good twist. I saw that where I was going. I'm like, he's masturbating right then and there.
Are you saying you saw it coming?
Not yet. Give it a minute.
Right. Here's a Georgia joke for Andy. Why are there no fertility clinics in Georgia?
I don't know.
Eventually, they find a potent cousin. This is a classic from the... I remember this from, like, my grade school days. Why was the condom flying?
It was pissed off.
Correctamundo!
Hey!
What's the best part of a blowjob?
When Tim's mom swallows?
Hey, now. The 10 minutes, or in Andy's case, 20 seconds, of silence.
Oh...
I read that totally wrong the first time. I read, or in Andy's case, 20 minutes. I was like, wait, are you saying Andy takes longer to come or Andy gives a slow blowjob? Like, what is this joke? But now that I read it out loud, it says seconds, saying that Andy squirts quickly.
Pops off real fast. Yeah.
I was going to say.
That's how Andy does it. We all know that.
It doesn't matter what length of blowjob I give because I am a machine gun full of words. I will get the words out around the dick.
What do you call Five Nights at Freddy's jokes?
I don't know.
You can call them whatever you want. People still aren't going to understand them.
You know, I will say, those jokes made me want to actually get a copy of Five Nights and Freddy's just so I could fucking understand the jokes.
Well, I think it was somebody left us a comment with like a Wikipedia article about it and everything.
I read the Wikipedia article.
No, you left the Wikipedia article. She left a bunch of stuff in our comments.
Ah.
It was geeky.
Is it a computer game or is it an iPhone game? Because I see it for the iPhone. I know it's on the iPhone. Is that all it's on?
Maybe it's been ported. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was on Steam, maybe it was.
And people are still looking for the saddest boy.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They are. We just got another comment about that this week.
Yeah, we've gotten probably three or four comments in the last week or two.
Well, someone thinks they found some kid on Facebook that may be the saddest boy.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
yeah. So they're
going
to message him to find out.
Yeah, this
they're
thing just came, like, to life again. There we go. December 8th, 9th, 10th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
December
8th, 6, 9th, 7,
and 10th. 8, for the 9. First, for the first fucking thing.
I would
trying
love...
to cut a fucking spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College invites you to shit. They have quarterly invite your ass to come on down. No? Nothing? Nobody?
I'm laughing.
Hi, this is Barry... Fuck.
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm gonna cut this shit off.
I would love for this to become the thing, and like, all of a sudden it just blows up, and there's like thousands of comments about this loneliest boy. And like, we get like, the story gets done about it because it's like, how did your little janky ass website become like the form?
We don't know because we don't give a shit.
Well, I did. That was why I wrote the blog.
You gave a shit for the moment it took you to write the blog, and then you went merrily on your way.
That's true. I needed a blog for that day, and I wrote about it.
You wondered that day. You wrote. You moved on. That was it.
I had hoped someone might know the answer. I didn't expect it to actually work out. Like, all the things I throw against the wall that don't stick, this was not the one I was expecting.
Podcast career, toddler.
Oh. I'm going to save. Eric has a story at the end of this. But I don't think it's a tan laugh, so I will save it for later. We'll do a listener email section, and I'll put that in it.
Excellent. All right, Noah, you want to go next, or shall I?
I don't believe we've done these ones from Dean, right? Came in October 23rd. They're jokes from different years.
I
think we did.
Did we? No,
I think
we all right, did. The first one's about what goes into 13 four times, Roman Polanski.
Yep.
Yes, we did those.
Okay. I don't – for some reason, did you do the Christian Bale one? I don't remember that for some reason.
Do the Christian Bale one. You're so all right, excited. All
right. No, I'm just, I thought, this nightmare old joke. He says, Christian Bale to play Steve Jobs. Look at my co-processor.
Yep.
Did we that.
Good. I want it. And I'm not.
Much like towards the end of the last episode, Noah was not paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was on it.
Last episode, Noah was like, I am done. This is taking too long. I quit.
The porn, it calls.
By about number two in the countdown, Noah is not reacting to anything anymore.
I was reacting in my mind.
Yeah, you reacted like, shut the fuck up and let's be done.
Quit saying songs I don't give a shit about.
And you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to do some Dean Tan laughs since you teased it. And since I was going to do it anyways. Bilf was in Japan on a business trip, and that night at the hotel hooked up with a lovely young office lady. Back in his room, he objectified and fetishized her like no woman had before. Her passionate cries of Chigau Anna filled the hotel hallways. The next day, on the golf course with his Japanese coworkers, Bill badly sliced a shot on the 9th tee and landed a perfect hole-in-one on the 10th. His Japanese host laughed, and one fellow said, Chigau Anna. Fuck, I think I screwed up that pronunciation, but whatever. Say, what does that mean? Said Bill. Between the chuckles, the man replied, wrong hole.
Oh.
No one did a joke like that, except it was Fujifu.
Oh.
You know, I don't think they're really using real words. It could be wrong.
I think Dean actually may be using the correct ones, because he also tags on to the end. Remember when we talked about smartphones? Because he had asked, like, what we would recommend or what our thoughts were. And we sort of blathered on with a... he said he ended up getting the Motorola X, the 4.7 inch, not the supersized 5.2, and he's satisfied so far, and it took great pictures in Japan. And he signs off with, I'm doing it, Dean.
You are doing it, Dean.
You got it done.
Including apparently a trip to Japan, where you took pictures.
Beautiful pictures.
And potentially learned to say wrong hole.
And Japanese things, of Japanese things.
I don't know if the other joke, Fujifu, was that's necessarily Japan. I just remember the girl was saying, Fujifu, Fujifu. She thought he was meant that she was excited. So the next day he's playing golf. Fujifu! No, you got it in the right hole.
Did you look that up or you just remembered?
I just remembered it.
Oh, you got a good memory, my friend.
I listen to the podcast. You guys should give it a try. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah, some of your best friends are on it. Fucking assholes.
I don't know. I don't like those guys.
I just have one question, though. Can one of you fellas tell me your names again?
Steve.
Oh.
And that's Bill.
Thanks, Steve.
Hello, I'm Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. It's Bill.
See, that does ring a bell with me. Strikes a chord.
Oh, good old Bill.
holy shit, 3,000 views for What Happened to the Saddest Kid in the last week.
Really?
Yes. Wow. It's like 90% of our podcast traffic, for our site traffic for the last week. Yeah, we went from like 700 views the week before to 38 last week. So it's like 700 regular viewers and that.
You're doing it, Tim.
Oh.
I did it.
Completely okay. By accident. Sort of like your kids.
His kids were on purpose.
You betcha.
That's what you tell them. Yes, we wanted you really bad.
Would you read your goddamn plan, Lef?
Hold on. I need to plug in my power cord. It's about to go out.
Sorry, I just realized
I'm ready.
Our neighbor came over, but not him. Good.
I'm going to do some anti-jokes.
Excellent.
There's an Irishman, a homosexual, and a Jew standing in a bar. What a fine example of integrated community. why did the black man buy 3 boxes of condoms?
I don't know.
Because he practices safe sex and they are on sale. Oh, I like this one. What does an eagle and a mole have in common?
An eagle and a what?
A mole.
Hmm.
They're both animals?
They both live underground, apart from the eagle.
What the fuck?
And this is my last one for today. Why was the boy sad?
Because his mom died?
Because he had a frog stapled to his face.
What the fuck?
That would make me sad.
Yeah.
I think the frog might be sadder.
What was that? What would make you sad?
I said, I think the frog might be sadder.
Yeah, it could be. I'll give you that, sir. Maybe it's
some sweet acupressure.
Maybe. Maybe the frog had some spinal twinging, and that staple is what fixed it.
Maybe he puts the puncture in acupuncture.
Maybe. Maybe. But I don't think so.
Just real quick, I'll circle back to this email. So this is now Tancast listener email.
Captain. Incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVale is here.
Tancast listener email.
Okay.
It's from Eric, who you may have heard from before when he just did Tanlast.
If you were paying attention. Listeners may recall.
Now for a wonderful story for the podcast. I work in a pharmacy, and I see absolutely wonderful human beings who come in to get medicine. Now, I know Andy has had issues with pain and pain management in the past, but there are some absolute degenerates coming in to attempt to get highly potent pain medications. I have not pre-read this, so I'm going to enjoy this with the rest of you. It's pretty horrible that some people who actually need this medicine aren't able to. For instance, we receive about 1,200 tablets of a certain strength, Oxycontin per month on average. This woman about 25 came in with a prescription written for the pain medication for only 14 tablets, mind you, for a pain after a C-section from delivering a baby. Unfortunately, we couldn't grant this request because of a patient who comes in every month to collect 150 tablets of this medicine. Doctors absolutely love to write for anything that these patients need. I have a lot more pharmacy stories, including a woman telling me she hopes my mother dies and being accused of stealing patients' this medication. If you're interested in hearing about this, I would absolutely be thrilled to elaborate. Well, that was more depressing than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't pre-read, folks.
No, that's why you should pre-read, I think you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So you can't ever get any more? I guess I don't know how the system works. Like, if you know, like, you know, this one person comes in every month and they take up a big chunk, we should get an extra 150 or whatever it may be. Like, yeah, I'm curious about that.
Well, I mean, it may be to limit it so that the...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. So that individual pharmacies don't become, like, the go-to spot.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
So, like, the pharmacist doesn't get, you know, corrupted and start, you know, dealing in fake
prescriptions.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Dude, I'm fucking sick. I'm trying to talk through the massive amount of headache going on here.
Be brief.
Yeah. A guy I work with, I think I told the story on Tancast before, but fuck it. His dad is a surgeon at a local hospital, and somebody stole his prescription pad. And he got a call from a pharmacy one time with hey, did you write a prescription for 3 gallons of morphine and spell it MORFIN?
Not to me.
He's like, yeah, that sounds legit, right? You dumbass.
I was like, no, can you call the police? They're like, oh, yeah, the police are already on their way. We just thought you'd get a laugh, and we wanted to let you know that somebody had a prescription pad, you know, just in case there's anything else, you know, you can, like, put a trace out on this pad. Yeah, I was like, you'd think if you went to the trouble of, like, stealing somebody's prescription pad that you might, I don't know, Google for half a second. Like, what? First of all, how do I spell morphine? Second of all, what sizes does it come in? Because 3 gallons doesn't seem legit.
What? Totally
you
does.
Know, maybe they weren't totally on the ball. I'm going to put that off there.
Maybe. It seems like it. I don't know. Doctors seem to deal with all that that metric shit. Maybe I should figure out what one of those is. What's the metric version of a gallon? Is that a liter? Liter. Yeah, Coke comes in liters. It's liters. Liter. I want, how big is a liter? Is that small or big? I want 500 liters of morphine. I want to swim in it. Forget all my troubles.
Have all my troubles go away. Go away, troubles.
People be crazy.
How the fuck was everyone's week?
That's what I was just about to ask. How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, I think Canada got me sick. I think I caught a little bit of the Canuck. But,
And what, you were there for business?
I was there for business, yes. Yep.
And how did you like Canada?
Flew in. Well, you know, I keep seeing, like, little tiny bits of Toronto. Not, like, really, you know, outside of the people that I'm there to meet with. You know, like, have dinner with them and then, you know, stay in a hotel. It looks like a hotel anywhere else. And then meetings, and it looks like a meeting room anywhere else. And then airport, and it looks like an airport anywhere else. So, if anyone's curious, the Wi-Fi, at least in the international section of Toronto Pearson, sucks ass. I thought maybe I just caught it on a bad, busy day the last time, but no, this is it's definitely a pattern because it's my second time through and it still sucks ass. Also, I got really pissed on the way home at Delta. Not, you know, not at Canada or Toronto or anything, but at Delta specifically. Because they delayed my flight because it was snowing much more than anticipated, much more than had been forecasted, you know, even like 24 hours previous. So the plows were all busy, you know, that we figured there was going to be delays and everything, but like everybody gets there and they're still telling people, you know, like I'm cramming food into my face at the restaurant right next door to the gate, trying to get it all in because they're still telling people, yeah, we're going to be boarding any minute now. Then they tell people, like, as I'm, like, finishing up my food, you know, eating out of this little to-go box that I grabbed just in case I needed to, you know, run onto the plane with it, they're telling people, okay, the plane is still 10 minutes away. Like, and then in what universe are we going to be departing in 20? Because if the plane lands in 10 and teleports to the gate, it's going to take you 10 minutes to get those 90 or so people off of this plane. You already told us there's 2 people with wheelchairs, so it's going to increase it a little bit. So do the rest of us just, like, Scotty beams us on to the plane and then beams it into the sky? Or are we going to be honest and actually tell the people that the plane's been delayed a second time? Because if it's been delayed a second time, people can stop standing around the fucking gate. They can go do things like, I'm going to go get a coffee, or I'm going to go sit down somewhere where there's room to sit, or I'm going to go pee. But they're like keeping everybody of like, okay, we're gonna be boarding in 10 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 10 minutes. I'm like, just fucking be honest. God damn it. You know where the plane is. You know that there's fucking plows out on the tarmac. The people who are doing the plowing can tell you whether the jetway that leads to this gate has been plowed yet or not. So yeah, we find out, like, I think 2 hours after the initial flight time that the plane has actually landed, but now can't get to the gate. Because of snow, and they need to plow in front of it so that it can get to us to be unloaded and then reloaded with us. And then they tell us, like, right before we get on the plane, what time, you know, they should be getting us into Atlanta. Then we get on the plane, and they close the door, and they tell everybody, and they keep, like, yelling at people who are, like, on the phone or, you know, sending texts or whatever, trying to update their family who needs to pick them up or trying to figure out, you know, what new connection they're going to get, or whether they're going to be stuck in Atlanta if they were trying to get a connection, because now we're getting in super late. They keep telling these people that they have to turn off their phones, you know, as soon as the door is closed, that it's a violation of federal regulations for the phones to be on. And then we pull away from the gate, and the pilot informs us that we have to be de-iced, and it'll be another half hour. It's like, oh, so we're going to land a half hour after the people just told us when we could use the phones, when we would be arriving. So all of the work that these other people have been doing on their phones, trying to coordinate the rest of their lives, is now fucking off by half an hour. But we got in, and it was awesome. And I think I've said on Tancast before that when I travel, I always take a little stuffed animal of Drew's, and I get pictures of it having little adventures. Well, since it was snowing, I actually got pictures of his stuffed animal, like, out in the snow. I made a tiny little snowman, and I'd had to...
Do you want to build a snowman?
I actually sang that song to myself while I rolled it together to distract myself from the fact that I didn't have gloves, and snow is cold.
What?
Yeah.
Get it.
Come on.
And
I rolled up a tiny little compact snowball for the base and then went inside and ran my hands under lukewarm water. And then I rolled up the middle and I ran back inside.
Come on.
Yes. Snow is surprisingly chilly, Noah. You might be surprised to learn about this.
What?
Come on.
Also, was the fact that the air outside was sub-zero.
Frightful?
Yeah. The weather outside was frightful. Nah, it wasn't that bad. It was very windy, though, so, like, that was... The wind chill was definitely contributing to how much my hands were hurting. But I rolled up this little snowman, and I'd had a... It was bright pink in real life, but it kind of looked orangey. This gate check tag that Delta had given me for my my carry-on bag. On the way in. So I took a strip of paper off of that, and I got it all wet, and I rolled it up into a little tiny cone, and then I stuck that cone in the snow to freeze, and then I pulled it out, and it sort of mostly looked like a carrot. So I took two other little scraps of paper, and I scribbled black all over them to make little lumps of coal, and I stuck the little black paper lumps in the for the eyes and the other one in for the nose, and then put his little stuffed animal next to it and got pictures of his stuffed animal with his new little snowman friend. And Drew loved it. And then immediately said, "Daddy, you made the snowman." I was like, "Oh, this is the end of an era." Because until now, every time I tell him these stories of like the adventures his animal is having, it's, "He did that? He did that? Then what happened?" And this time it was, "Daddy, you made the snowman." Why do you think I made the snowman? Because Christmas puppy doesn't move. He's a stuffed animal.
He's learning.
Yeah. And he's...
He's essential... His central CPU is a learning computer.
Yes. It's a neural net processor. A learning computer.
A central CPU would be redundant.
Yes,
would it, not?
It would.
The CNCPU is central.
It's like an automated ATM machine.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't think of the line.
My CPU is a neural net processor. A learning computer.
Is it?
I believe so.
Tim doesn't believe you.
Somebody fact check me.
Tim could do it. Go, Tim, go.
Do it.
Tap those fingers.
So, on the flip side, I was kind of proud of him, because...
he's right.
Oh, look at me go. Yeah!
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer. And my new sequel makes no goddamn sense.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Oh, really? I think the new sequel looks awesome.
But the liquid guy looks shitty.
I know, he looks worse than he did in 1991 or 2, whatever it was.
Now, see, I don't know if...
One. Fuck it, I'm looking at the date of the thing right in front of me.
92, 91, whatever it is, a date, I can't read.
Yeah, I saw that, Tim, and I was just like, yeah, he does look pretty shitty.
Like,
really?
I'm like, is this the cutscene before I get to play myself? Or, no, this is a movie. Oh, this is a movie.
Your references are the sickest.
You were proud enough for that to put in the trailer. You're like, hey, look at this, come see our movie. Like, look, this is the best we can do. This isn't the shitty part you're trying to hide in the rug. This is the, hey, everybody, let me swing my big CGI dick out there for everybody to look
Maybe
at.
Was,
no, you're pretty proud of that.
Hey, this is the only CGI we've got ready to go. This
you
is our
should see
this
CGI we didn't show.
Yeah. Well, it didn't have any lighting. It was just like a gray glue. It looked like somebody just snotted and it walked around.
Avengers, Star Wars, and Jurassic Park are coming out next year, but you're going with this? You're going to be like, hey, we're competing on the same stage. All right, yeah, sure. Yeah, you'll be back.
So... I was excited when I saw, you know, Jurassic World, and I saw that they were going to have Star-Lord in it. Then I saw the trailer for it, and I'm like, oh my god, it's like fucking Deep Blue Sea Jurassic Park.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Like,
I mean, other people are excited, but that trailer did not excite me. I was just like, this kind of just looks like something I've seen before.
Yeah, it's like everything else that they were doing with, like, they had the people riding along with the stampeding herd, and I was like, oh, that's like a callback to the original. Oh, that's a callback to the original. I like all of this stuff. And then it's like, wait, you built your own dinosaur? Oh, for fuck's sake. So I'm like, what, like, Godzilla train wreck is this fucking thing going to look like? Is there going to be, like, a song and dance number midway through? Because at this point, I'm not going to put anything past them.
Hello, my darling.
Yeah,
hello,
exactly.
My baby. Hello, my girl.
<You're> like, fuck you. I want to see the shit out of that. I
really
want to see... If the dinosaurs start singing and dancing in the middle of Jurassic World, fuck yes, I'm there day one.
But why?
Hell yes.
What excites you about it?
So bad it's awesome?
Because that's so out there. Like, you know what? The first three were kind of like horror, action, adventure movies. The fourth one, straight up slapstick comedy. The dinosaurs are singing.
No. I mean, what excites you about Jurassic Park? And are you excited to see it or just the one we just gave?
The thing you were just talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually...
If the raptors are like, Swanee! Like, yes. Yes. If they do a Muppet Show style review. See the T-Rex up there? See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I will eat you.
I see you running
to the
bathroom, knocking down with the shove, and then I eat you and your briefcase too.
To be serious, the trailer...
Oh, here it comes. Watch out, boy. He's a man eater.
Oh, my gosh. Crack did an article about why they think Jurassic Park 4 actually is going to be a comedy. They should have made it a straight-out balls-to-the-wall comedy. Just been like, forget it. We're just gonna do a parody of ourselves.
Like, what is that? Piranha double, 3DD or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, a la Lake Placid.
Now, to be serious, when I saw the trailer, I was like, meh. I am more interested in that than I thought I would be. But that's like saying, all right, well, that fart didn't smell as bad as I was worried about.
Sometimes they smell worse.
Speaking of which,
that's my point.
What is it about going up in airplanes with the pressure dropping at all?
No, we're talking about shit. Don't fucking just fucking branch off. Stop
okay.
it.
Tell us about airplanes, Andy.
No, I...
God damn it!
I just don't understand why every time I get in a plane, it's like everything can be fine before I get on the plane, then as soon as the pressure drops...
Oh, you have to fart?
It's like, oh, all this fart needs out. And it's not like stinky fart.
I have the
fart.
Same
it's like,
problem.
It's like my guts turn into a balloon.
On my flight from Thailand, it would just all of a sudden, I would just like... I was like, where is all this gas coming from?
I don't know. It's got to be the reduction in air pressure.
Come on, Tim.
It's got to be. Tim, talk farts with us.
Come on. Come on, Tim.
No.
Come on, buddy.
No, fuck you guys.
Okay.
You are not alone, Tim. I mean, Andy.
Thank you.
I am alone.
Noah's here with me.
I'm like, wow, I would like this podcast to be sort of coherent and have a flow. Fuck it. No. We want to just start changing topics every so often.
So far away. Sorry. Not gonna do the Michael Jackson this week.
Fucking okay, filthy mouth.
So Jurassic Park musical.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna come back to it now? Go fuck yourselves.
Coming this Holocene.
Noah, how was your goddamn week?
Delicious. It was good. So a couple things.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
I saw Interstellar, which I enjoyed. It's a little long, a little slow pace.
That's what she said.
WB. Sorry.
A lot of below, like, some references to things that I didn't get to later, which I don't want to spoil for you. But I will say, they fucking play the shit out of music in that movie. Like, it was too much for me. Like, every scene had some music. And I'm just like, I more like the music where it's like, okay, now something's like happening, we're going to play some music. And then, oh, now it's just dialogue. We can just let it go. But, like, I don't think it was a whole movie, but I would say probably most of the movie, there was some type of score playing underneath the dialogue and like what was going on.
It'd be hilarious for the characters to acknowledge that.
Like,
hey, I really feel bad for you. What was that? I said, I really feel bad for you.
Where the fuck is that music coming from?
I'll tell you where it's coming from. Hand goddamn Zimmer. Fucking shit up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This scene needs the drums.
More drums, yeah. Yeah, more drums.
It's a father talking to his son about
why
feelings.
Is Werner Herzog composing for Hans Zimmer?
I don't know why. He just suddenly got a little bit more Dutch there. Dutch instead of Deutsch. I don't even know if Hans Zimmer like speaks with a German accent. I'm just making up accents for him.
I've heard him talk, and no, he doesn't.
Hey, y'all, it's Hans Zimmer.
Hi, everybody. I'm Hans Zimmer.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Candy. No, Major Colonel or something. Gunnery Sergeant. What it was.
Tim, let me hear your Hans Zimmer impression.
We'll fix it.
That was my Hans Zimmer impression.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
You mean, like, seriously? Like, what he actually sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know what he sounds like. Hey, this needs drums.
I know what he sounds like. Blah.
I actually like that sound.
That's just his internal monologue all the time.
Actually, I mean, you know, it kind of worked. I like it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Interstellar. Good. I enjoyed it. A little slow, a little long, but it was, you know, interesting movie, interesting concepts to think about. I saw Mockingjay, which was okay. It felt like a lot of setup for what's going to happen in the second movie.
Third movie.
Uh-oh.
Buddy, the bottle's in your mouth. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it.
I lost the nipple. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
What are you crying about? You chucklehead?
You do.
All right, Noah's telling, good night, Noah's telling stories about movies. So
is
it
your turn, Tim?
Time to go.
To do what?
I'd take care of the baby.
Well, he peed all over Danelle, so.
Oh.
Come on. All right.
So she can't just feed him in the shower?
I'm going to use my favorite mute button, and I'll let Noah tell his story.
So all I was going to say is I would say Interstellar, not Mockingjay. Yeah, you can wait till DVD for Mockingjay. I mean, you know, if you're into those movies, you should probably see Mockingjay just to get the complete story, but I didn't love it. So, okay.
Fair enough. You know, I think I remember reading that in the reviews at the time it came out. I'm like, yeah, this feels like it's a setup for something else.
Yeah, not a lot happens. Like, I mean, there's obviously some stuff that happens, but it doesn't feel like there's, well, maybe towards the end, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of tension or, I don't know, I can't think of the word I'm thinking of right now.
Plot? Story progression?
Yeah, story progression.
Conflict, maybe that?
Yes.
Like something to be overcome? Yeah, look at me.
There is conflict, but it just doesn't feel as big as like the previous movies.
So Interstellar is long. Mockingjay doesn't feel as big. That's how you choose which movie to see, ladies.
Yeah.
So if you want it all up in your guts.
Choose the one that will fill you
emotionally. Interstellar is long and strong and got dramatic tension on. So, ladies.
Ladies, if you want to get into my spaceship.
That doesn't rhyme with ladies.
Spaceship.
Okay, Benny from the Lego Movie.
Spaceship.
I mean, and maybe he'll be fine. This is going back to Jurassic Park. I was just not excited to see Chris Pratt. Not that I don't like him, but I was just like, all right, he's just doing this role again. All right, whatever.
Well, it's different. It's certainly different than Star-Lord. Like he's playing like the serious action guy, which I don't know.
I kind of feel like they may be showing him off as a serious action guy in the trailer, so you don't think, oh, it's jokey. But I kind of get the feeling that he's going to be more of like the voice of reason, like Jeff Goldblum type character.
It is weird that they're not bringing anybody back, or if it doesn't look like they're bringing anybody back via the trailer.
Yeah. There could be some cameos. Who knows?
Only time will tell.
In between the dinosaurs with the mohawks that you can't get wet or feed after midnight. Because they're just going to collapse this thing into a bunch of other singularity type movies. I tried to watch a movie. I tried to stream a movie. Both to and from Toronto. I tried to watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2. GoGo In-Flight Streaming needs to change their name to Stop Stop. Because that shit did not fucking work.
And you paid for it?
No, it was one of their free offerings. So, yeah, I know that the amount that I am entitled to bitch about, to quump about this, is limited by that fact. But, I mean, then again, it wasn't like, the ticket to get up there was free. And Delta, a lot of their fleet has the little, in-flight entertainment thing just built into the seat back in front of you, where you can just plug your headphones into your chair. And they offer the same selection. So this whole go-go in-flight streaming thing, with the Wi-Fi that they sell access to, which, let me tell you guys, if you can't stream the shit that's like this limited selection that you say should be available, I don't know why I would actually pay to then go like try to do, businessy type stuff with your obviously shoddy fucking product.
They're not selling you on paying for it?
No, really not. So I think I got about 50 some odd minutes through Spider-Man, and this is in, 4 hours in the air combined. So there were periods of time in there where I just stopped. There was periods of time in there where like I spent more time like trying to seek back because it would just stop playing. And like as soon as it stopped playing, it was like, it wasn't like I'm buffering. It's like I forgot what the fuck I'm doing. So you'd have to back out and then wait for it to reload and show you what was in your library, and then click on the library item, and then wait for it to restart. And then it would pick right back up again, usually. Other times, it would just go straight back into fucking buffering. And it's like, okay, so you don't know what you're doing. And occasionally, when it did all of that stuff, it would just kick you all the way back out to the beginning of the movie. And they built their video player with, like, it's an interface that has like never ever actually been seen. It's not a standard iOS interface from like any era of the iPhone. It sort of looks like iOS 4, iOS 5 stuff. But they did not do that little trick where when you're scrubbing your finger along for like, this is where I want to be in the movie, where like you can move your finger up the screen to go like, full speed, half speed, quarter speed scrubbing, and like, get more fine-tuned control. So it's like, and the thing's about like an inch wide. So when you move your finger just the tiniest little bit, it's like, okay, so you're at the start of the movie, now you're 15 minutes into the movie. Okay, now I'm going to try to move my finger like a molecule to the left. Oh, back to the very beginning. Fuck you. So the whole experience was frustrating. The good news is I think that frustration that GoGo managed to sort of be Jesus Christ to Amazing Spider-Man 2's sins. It sort of absorbed my ire. Because what I did see of the movie doesn't really make me feel like, oh, fuck, now I got to go rent Spider-Man so I can actually see it and, get some fucking completion to this. I my curiosity is fucking limited.
I saw like a little bit of it, and it actually looked pretty good. Like Roberto was watching it, and I was like, "Oh, maybe I should see those movies. This actually looks kind of funny and entertaining." But I haven't done it.
Maybe you saw a different part than I did.
So you both have seen chunks of Spider-Man and come away with opposite conclusions.
Yes. So this is Unseen Unseen, brought to you by TanCast.
And Noah says, "Go see it." Andy says, "Do not."
Andy says, "Don't try it on a Delta flight." That's for sure.
Me and Tim saw each other last night, which is always exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, we were at a party.
Any quality naked time?
No. Oh. I didn't think I was going to see him, and I also missed his text that he was coming. So it was a surprise.
Yep, so I grabbed his butt, and that's how he knew I was there.
And I was like, oh, that's familiar.
I know that butt grab anywhere.
Yeah, well, we were all, my whole family was supposed to come to the party, and then, like, my wife was sick. Today's her birthday, by the way, and she's letting me record this podcast.
Happy birthday, wife!
And then we went out for her birthday on Thursday, and she was a little bit sick, and going out made it worse. Mm. So then she was supposed to, she stayed at home on Friday to recover, but she still didn't get better. She's like, I don't want to get everybody sick at the party, so I'm not going to go. So you and me and my mom and the boys were supposed to go. And then just before I'm about to come home, my mom texts me like, can you grab us dinner on the way home? Because I'm not feeling well and I can't make dinner. I'm like, okay, I guess we're not going to the party. And then I get there, and then because I thought everybody, she said nobody's feeling well. I was like, great. So then I get home, and Michael's fine, and I'm fine. So they were like, well, James is about to go to sleep. We'll all go to sleep. Why don't you and Michael go to the party? So I'd already texted Noah that I wasn't coming, and then I texted him that it turns out we were. And so then me and Michael showed up. And people love a toddler.
That they do. That shit
was crowded.
Oh, yeah, that party was popping.
I, fucking, they know everybody.
Off the chain. Yeah, yeah, like, I was talking to somebody recently, and, like, they were talking about they're having a birthday party, and they said, like, oh, yeah, like, it's going to be, like, 30 people are going to come. I'm like, fuck, I don't know if 30 people come to my birthday. I don't think so.
What about that surprise thing that like, a year or so ago? Didn't, like, 30 people come to that?
No.
Really?
Maybe... Were you there? Did you show up?
No, I got invited by Annie, but Facebook threw it into that other inbox I didn't even know I had. Facebook. Just give me one inbox.
Probably, maybe like 10 people showed up. Not bad. But I was just like, I'm okay with it. Like, I don't need to have like a lot of friends. I'd rather just have, you know.
Well, that works out good because you're a douche.
Oh, that hurts, Tim.
Yeah.
Deep in my bungholes.
Mm. That's a deep down pain, Noah.
Deep in my cockles.
Maybe in the subcockle area.
So yeah, the party was good. There was good food. I made a dip. Oh. Which a lot of people didn't eat a lot of. Maybe didn't know what it was. That's fine.
Did you dip your balls
I liked
in
it, so I'll eat
Wait,
it.
Which one was your dip? Why didn't you point me towards when I was eating?
Oh, sorry. I don't know if you'd like it. Do you like curry flavor?
Meh.
It was like the one in the glass jar. Looked kind of like mashed up. Squash.
Noah, you put your dip upon his lips, then he sips.
and I think that's... we had a holiday party at work. We played this game that I don't know if I've ever played or I haven't played for a long time called Outburst. That game is pretty fun.
Outburst is fun.
And we were playing the 30-year version, so like some of the answers we had to think of like, oh, yeah, what would be the answers 30 years in the past? Like, one was like voluptuous women. What? No, it wasn't voluptuous, though. It's another word, but that means the same thing. It doesn't really matter. But so, you know, we had to think of like, okay, well, who would have been the answers, you know, 30 years ago?
Like, I don't know. Jane Mansfield? How long ago was Jane Mansfield?
I don't remember what the answers were now. But we got like, I would say we got a good portion of them. But man, like, you get a little heated. Like, we had an intern, right? So, you know, normally, you know, one person goes and the person goes, but you're going to a certain point level. And someone's saying, like, we both should get an even turn. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I agree, because I think once the person wins, like, you win, right? Like, if it's a set thing. But then they're like, it's not even, like, there's lots of games like that where one person gets to go first. And once they win. It's not like you get an extra turn to try to also win. I mean, some games do, but a lot of games don't.
That is a little too abstract for me to understand what you are saying.
Okay. So, all right, like Monopoly, right? Let's say, you know, I roll higher, I get to go first in Monopoly, right?
Mm-hmm. And
you're playing to whatever, like, or maybe Monopoly's not a good game. Okay, Trivial Pursuit, right? You have to get the pie.
Yep.
Right, you have to get the final pie piece to win.
Yeah, just like real life.
If one team goes first and then they win first, the other team doesn't get another turn, so they can also see if they can get more pie pieces. You just win. It's not like you're taking an even number of turns. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so there's a first mover advantage.
Exactly. So they were saying, you know, some of the thing was saying, like, oh, we should go again, even though you guys have reached the point on the board, like 50 points, and that says you win. They were saying, like, you should go. We get to go again as well. I'm like, I don't know if that's how it works. I mean, they did. It was fine, but just interesting. Maybe not that interesting.
Certainly not that interesting.
All right. Fair enough. But anyways, just say Outburst is a fun game. Maybe we should try to pick up a copy and play it sometime.
Try to get one newer than 30
years. We need to do game nights again. It's been a while.
I was going to sing that song, but fuck it.
Great. that really would have added something. I'm really sorry I interrupted it.
Tim's being a jerk right now.
I know.
Yes, he is.
At home.
I tried to put up my Christmas lights, and I had to do it 4 times.
Oh, and you were sad by everyone else's Christmas lights because they look better than yours.
Especially Steven. Fucking, we were at that party last night. Steven's Christmas, I was like, holy shit, you really outdid yourself. And Steven's like, everybody keeps saying that. I don't think I did. I'm like, it looks like Las Vegas.
I know, he's got lights triggered by sound, by the song that's playing.
And then, like, lights on the chimney, lights on the roof, lights on the walls, lights on the bushes, lights on the fence, lights on the ground. And then, like, a big inflatable fucking merry-go-round with Santa and reindeers and penguins riding around. And then, like, a big snowman. And then another snowman that's cold with two little penguins next to it. And then a gigantic snowman. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I have some lights. And they blink. So I went to put it up, and like I had this brilliant idea because I need two streams of lights to go across my roof. And I was like, well, I'll put another stream in between those two. Like, you know how you plug in a set of lights and then you can plug in something to the back of that? Uh-huh. So that was my plan. And then like the string of blinking lights would come out in the middle, so they would decorate the front of my garage while the rest of them decorated the top of my roof. Got all the way through with that, and then went to plug in the second set of lights. And apparently the plug for the blinking set of lights doesn't have a one big and one small plug thing, and that's what the second set of lights needed to plug back into it, so I had to take it all the way down and start over again. But before that, I found out that the 3M's no damage stick things don't stick to my roof this year. I don't know why. They just decided, how about no? Quick, catch your lights before they break. You're about to fall from the roof. So that was the first time I had to take them all down and do it over again. And then I had to take all of them down to do it over again when the thing didn't work. And then I did. I had to rush the next day because the storm was coming in. And I finally got them up, and I was like, "Yay, good enough!" And then I was happy that I taped down the extension cord that's going to be for our inflatable Mickey and some more lights on the bushes that I wanted to do with Michael. And then it rained, and apparently Gorilla Tape is not waterproof, in case you're wondering. So that tape was for nothing.
Alrighty.
I mean, you know, I think it is him. I think you have a child, a family, not more than one child, and Steven does not. So he has to bring more free time,
and so he was able to really focus.
Yeah,
he wasn't up and putting lights at 1 a.m, getting more and more frustrated.
Exactly.
All right,
well,
that's legit.
Plus, he's also got all that experience from, you know, like which lights fit together and whatnot for doing all the. Halloween decorations, like, you know, he's got that experience with building a plan and then executing on that plan.
Yeah, Tim, you need to start doing a big, crazy, elaborate setup every year, and then you'll have that expertise.
Yep.
Yeah, I see that happening.
Totally.
Me too.
Oh, and also, it rained a little here, and it flooded a little, but people lost their goddamn minds. I saw the hashtag trending was rainpocalypse. I was like, relax.
Wasn't tongue-in-cheek?
It might have been, but people were posting pictures of like all this flooding. Oh God! And like they closed schools down. I was like, I don't think you really needed to close that school. I think it could have been fine.
Well, I mean, several rivers in California are like went over flood stage. That's a big deal.
What was that just screaming just now?
That was Danelle.
It was both, actually. I don't know if they're being funny or if Danelle was actually worried about something and Michael just thinks it's playtime.
Alrighty.
That's just funny. All of a sudden I hear,
that's my life.
My life.
Yeah, okay, they're playing around.
Oh, good.
Rain. The sad thing is we're nowhere close to fixing our drought problem.
Yeah.
Even with all this rain.
Yeah, they were talking about, like, there's some places in California that are going to get 3 inches of rain. I'm like, that is a shitload for California. And then I checked the deficit. I was like, well, two more of these and you'll be okay.
Well, I heard that we needed to get like another 18 to 21 inches in the next 6 months, which is great, except we average 23 inches a year. So, unlikely.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
Probably will not.
And I could get a windfall of money showing up at my doorstep today.
Hey.
I think both are going to happen.
I think the windfall of money is definitely going to happen.
Sweet.
Tim.
Great. Glad to hear it.
Yes.
All right.
It's always great to get, you know, just the huge wash everything away rains right after the drought has really dried out that ground and killed off all the plants.
Noah, didn't you need to be gone by 10 today?
I need to leave by probably like soon.
All right. That's Sandcast for this week.
Okie dokie.
Remember, you're doing it like Noah needs to go somewhere.
Remember to never trust something to happen.
Remember, never trust Noah to be ready on the fly to say never trust something.
Sometimes I am, sometimes I am not.
Which means we shouldn't trust you.
I am not. Oh, remember, never trust people to not freak out about weather.
and this week, I hate Delta a little.
TanCast.
Thanks for listening to TanCast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, TanCast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, TanCast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at TanCast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official TanCast store at Zazzle.com/TanCast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@TanCast.com, Andy@TanCast.com, or Noah@TanCast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for TanCast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, Christopher Reeve is Superman, and that's all there is fucking to it.
TanCast. Yo, hey, Go-Go.
See, the Go-Go was frustrating, but the Delta, like, the being lied to over and over and over again was like, okay, so I can't plan when I need to get to the airport. I can't plan when I can step away from this gate. I can't plan when I can get food into my body because you guys
don't
are fucking lying.
Don't fuck with Andy and food. That no. is your number one lesson, Delta.
Yes.
Just be like, listen, here's what you can do about food. We don't know when the plane is leaving, but we got you some snacks.
There's about 15 minutes at least that you have to eat these snacks. This is good because otherwise I eat puny gate agent.
Wait, you can eat. You can take however long you want to take to eat the snacks.
Yeah,
yeah, you can eat on the plane.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is like I wasn't trying to get snacks. Like I was trying to get like some actual food because
again, you can still take as long as you want to eat it.
Well, not if like I order food
have
and
a week,
then
everybody.
They say get on the plane and the food still hasn't arrived. Then I'm fucked.
What the fuck just happened, Noah?
This is going on like pointlessly. I need to go.
You weren't even ready to go. You said soon, and I just like ended it abruptly. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, hardcore, gotta end it now. You go fuck yourself.
See, Noah agrees.
All right.
Noah agrees with past Tim, not present Tim.
I'm ending it. It's done.
Fine.